Welcome to your five for the day. I'd like to turn our attention to the subject of faith. What exactly is faith? How do I get faith? After all, faith is a word that's used by many people all around the world, and I suppose that different people have different meanings when they use the word. For example, some non-religious or atheistic people might say that religious people have blind faith, and they often accuse religious people of believing despite having no evidence, and they say that that's what faith is. It's believing despite the lack of evidence. However, as a Christian, I would describe my faith differently from that. I'd like to try and illustrate what I mean by faith this way. Imagine in your mind the last time you went on a plane flight. Usually, you board the plane and you take your seat without seeing the pilot. The pilot is seated in front in the cockpit and you are behind in the cabin. The pilot takes off. He flies the plane and lands safely, all the while hidden from view. As you sit in your seat, it's true to say that you are putting a lot of faith in the pilot. You're trusting in his skill at flying, and you're trusting in his professionalism to do a good job. You are literally putting your life in his hands. In other words, you have faith that he will do what he's supposed to do. You see, faith is not to do with ignoring the facts. After all, the existence of the pilot is not in question. You're simply trusting that he will do his job. To give another example, someone might say, "I have a lot of faith in the Royal Mail." What do they mean when they say this? Well, they mean that they trust the Royal Mail to do what it's supposed to do, and when they post a letter in the letterbox, they believe that it will reach its destination. I would suggest then that faith in God is simply about trusting him to do as he's promised and to be true to his word. The Bible contains many stories about faith. In one well-known story from the Old Testament, the patriarch Abraham is commanded by God to take his son, his only son Isaac, up to the top of a mountain and there sacrifice him. Try to imagine for a moment the sorrow and the terrible emotions that Abraham must have had when he heard this terrible instruction. However, the willingness of Abraham to obey this command right up until the moment that an angel stopped his hand is testament of the fact that Abraham trusted that God was able to raise Isaac from the dead and therefore fulfill his promises that Isaac would produce many descendants. You see, Abraham trusted that God would keep his promises, and therefore he's rightly hailed in the Bible as a great example of a man of faith. So, what does faith mean to me, mean to you, in our 21st century lives? Well, for millions and millions of Christians throughout the world, faith in God means trusting in the promises of his word. It's not to do with a lack of evidence. After all, I believe that the existence of a loving God can be clearly seen in the wonderful creation all around us. Rather, faith is simply about trusting that God is there, that he loves us, that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and that he will grant to his children eternal life. True faith is simply trusting God to keep his promises. In the words of an old classic hymn with which I'll finish today, simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all.